Hello, and welcome to Heavenly Manna with Milton Harris. Now, on today's broadcast, we're going to let you listen to our evening service and Chase Smith's sings Till the Storm Passes By, and then the message, The Lord is Our Help, out of Psalms 46:1. Thank you for tuning in, and may the Lord bless us, our prayer. Psalms 41:1, God, or 46:1, did I say 41? I'm sorry. Psalm 46, verse number 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Heavenly Father, we ask you now to take the bless the reading of your precious word, as you promised it would not return void. God, I pray you use my mouth tonight is a mouthpiece for you. May we lift up the name of Jesus. May we say something or do something that would encourage the saints tonight, God. And Lord, we love you tonight. And Lord, as the psalmist has said, you are a help in our time of trouble. You're a help even when we're not in trouble. Lord, we just thank you for being there for us. We love you tonight. Now bless this church. Bless this congregation. Bless this people that are here tonight. And God bless each individual and each home and family represented. And we'll be careful to give you the praise, honor, and glory. For it's in Jesus' precious holy name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of the Word of God. You know, no matter what we're going through in life, the Lord is the one that can and will help us. You might come to me, and I would not intentionally fail you, or it might be that I cannot help you. It may be something that's out of my hands that I cannot help with. But aren't you glad to know we have an awesome Lord, that He has an endless supply, and He can help us tonight. So the Lord is our help. Well, let me say, first of all, He is our shelter. I like this little word right here. He's when he said, God is our refuge. That word refuge that is used here in Hebrew literally means shelter, protection. Someone who gives a shelter or a protection, especially in those difficult or maybe dangerous times. Sometimes we get into dangerous situations, don't we? Not of our own doing. But aren't you glad He is our refuge? He is our shelter. He is the one that protects us. We've been in some tight places before. But you know what? I'm glad that I had a shelter. I'm glad I had one there that was protecting me and watching over me. And so He is our shelter. He is our refuge tonight. And then let me say, He is our strength. In the Word of God, He says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. It's what Paul said in Philippians 4:13. It's not our ability or our strength, but it's His strength. When He says there, our refuge and strength. He is our strength. He is the one. Listen, if I depended on Milton Harris's strength, I'd fall flat on my face. It kind of reminds me of Joshua and them their first time they went up against Ai. They went in their own strength, and they had great defeat and great failure. But when they prayed and got the sin out of the camp, they went in the Lord's strength and the Lord's might and had a great victory. And that's the way it is in our life. We go in the Lord's strength. And that's how we get the victory, is when we go in His strength. And so we have Him there as a shelter, protecting us. We have Him there as the strength, giving us what we need to do. Hey, listen, He's going to give us the ability. When He calls us to do something, He's not going to call us or send us to do it without giving us the ability to do it. And so He is our strength. Sometimes in life, we wonder, Lord, how can we handle this? There's things. It may be the passing of a loved one. It may be a loved one being sick. It may be a loved one dealing with something that you're trying to help them deal with. I mean, it could go on and on. But aren't you glad that the Lord is our strength? He's the one that gives us the ability to be able to handle that and deal with it. Amen? And so He is our shelter. He is our strength. But I like this. He is our steadfast Lord. He said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Present. He's there. He's present. And we've in the book of Hebrews 13:5, He said, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And so He's steadfast. I might forsake you. but he will not. He's steadfast. He's there for us through thick and thin. He's there. And I'm glad tonight the Lord is our help. I know you've probably heard all of this before, but this is just what the Lord, I don't know, maybe this is for me tonight. Maybe it's to remind me, he is my refuge, my shelter. He is my strength. He is the steadfast. He is the one that is there. But let me go on, let me say this. I'm glad that the Lord is a help. I'm glad that he speaks to us through prayer. Aren't you? He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding. He speaks to us through prayer. You know what I'm saying? You know, we get to praying, and there's something heavy on our heart, but it just seems like the Lord gives us a peace in our heart. That's him speaking to us, reminding us he's our shelter. He's our strength. And he's steadfast. He's going to be there. That peace of God. Aren't you glad he speaks to us through that peace? He speaks to us. Then I'm glad that he assures us with his promises. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance. But what does that say? The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. He has promised that he is there for us, to protect us. He is our shelter. He's promised that he is our strength, and he's there for us. He's promised that he's steadfast. He will not leave us and forsake us. He has promised that when we come to him humbly in prayer, that he will give us the peace there that we need. Thank God for the assurances of his promise. As we tried our best this morning, and again, we tried to preach about the assurance of salvation. I know so salvation. It's available. But aren't you glad there's assurance there? And where do we get that assurance? We get that assurance through the Word of God. Amen? And through His Holy Spirit. So the assurance there, He assures us with His promises. He calms us with His peace. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm glad that no matter what we're going through, I'm glad that he can calm us with that peace. Have you ever been real nervous? Something's happened and you're kind of basically scared to death. Or maybe you get a word and the doctor says, we need to look at this. I can remember a time when we were going back and forth to the doctor, and they said, we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on. We don't know. But aren't you glad he can calm us with his peace? Lets us know he's got it. He's got it. Thank God for that. I'm glad he can calm us with his peace. Well, let me say this. In closing, he aids us with his power. What did he say? Here, a very present help in trouble. He didn't say he was just present in trouble, did he? But what did he say? He's a present help in trouble. In other words, he's there to aid us, to help us. The Lord knows exactly what we need when we need it, and he is there for us. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord is our help. I don't know about you. I don't know what I'd do without the Lord as we face each day.